be thankful for mercy and grace. Good to see you again. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter number 2. No, chapter number 9, excuse me. Chapter number 9. Can you believe it's Thanksgiving almost? It is, isn't it? We got a lot to be thankful for, don't we? We could just have a praise service this morning and we'd never get through praising him, would we? For his goodness. So thankful. That'll cheer us up, isn't it? That's what I want to try to preach a little on this morning. Be of good cheer. Go through the scriptures, you'll find. Well, I said three. I know I don't have any more, but I'm going to look at three different passages of scripture where Jesus said, be of good cheer. Well, actually, another one, he said it again over to the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts. He can still say it today. And does. We read in Matthew chapter number 9, verse number 1. He entered into a ship and passed over and came unto his own city. And behold, there brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Behold, certain of the scribes and within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sin be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. This then said he unto the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed and go into thine house. And he rose and departed to his own house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. But he said something, verse number 2. He said, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins are forgiven thee. Would you pray with us today? Father, we're grateful for your loving kindness and mercy you've shown to us again. Lord, as the song that was just sung, Lord, how grateful and thankful we are that you had mercy on us. And so, Lord, we're thankful that you do forgive sin. Thankful for that marvelous hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful. Thank you, Father, for this day you've given us, and we ask your blessing on the scripture now and the other scripture we'll be sharing. Speak to each one of us and through us, and we'll ever give you the praise. There's one here this morning that never had their sins forgiven. I pray that this may be the morning. They know the joy of forgiven sin and the cheer our Father that brings cheerfulness to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So you can cheer up. You know what the Bible said? He said, rejoice not. Because a lot of things that are going on, I mean, it's wonderful to see the workings of God, isn't it? But he said, rather rejoice because your names are written in that old Lamb book of life, written in heaven. That's something to rejoice about. That's something to be cheerful about, to know that your sins are forgiven. At your names written in the Lamb book of life. You see a lot of disciples, they can't, some of them come back rejoicing because the spirits were subject to them. Rejoicing, we've seen people healed, and that's wonderful. But listen, thank God for it. But it said the most wonderful thing, the most thing to rejoice about, one of the things that ought to cheer us up most about is the fact that our sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. And so there's three or four different things in Scripture we'll find in the book of in these chapters of even the Gospels about how that, what happens to bring us cheer. And that's the first thing that I found that's got to looking for it. And what God was laying on our hearts is the fact that God's given us cheer and cheerfulness of heart. And we want to be of good cheer this morning because He's forgiven us of our sins. We don't have to carry that weight around no more. And I'm going to thank God for that because I can remember the sense and the guilt and the burden and the heaviness that sin puts upon a heart and upon a person and upon a home and everywhere else. But I want to thank God that forgiveness of sins. Listen, thank the Lord. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so if you don't have anything else to rejoice about, you might have no fatted calves in the stall, may not have no bank account, may not have nothing in this world, but you can rejoice and you can be glad. Listen, if you've seen the Lord, the Bible said the disciples, when they saw the Lord, they was glad. Amen. And you know what? When you see Him and get forgiveness of sins and get your name, know your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life and know your sins are forgiven, you can rejoice and have joy that's unspeakable and have peace that passeth all understanding and have the glory of God. You know why? Because your sins have been forgiven. Listen, what happened to him? I'll tell you what happened to him. He cast them behind his back. He put him in the sea of forgiveness, never to remember him no more. A lot of times people don't want to remind you. They said, you remember such and such? Yeah, it's back there in the mind somewhere or another. But listen, I'm so glad that God's forgotten it. I'm so glad that God forgives sin. And I'm so glad He forgets it and to never remember it no more. Somebody said, I'm going to remind him of it. Oh, you can't. No, you can't. The devil tries to, but he can't. God's forgiven us and put it behind his back in the sea of forgiveness. I'm so glad to listen to the glory of God for forgiven sin. Hallelujah. Well, if you've been forgiven, you might get a little excited. And you might get a little joy. And amen. Cheer up. You may think, well, I don't have anything to be cheerful about. If you've been forgiven, you do. You had your sins forgiven, son. He said, seeing their faith, he said to them, be of good cheer. You know what? I'm glad he said that. Hallelujah. They didn't think they thought he was blaspheming. They thought he was didn't have the power to do it. But yes, he does. He got all power both in heaven and in earth. He's the one, the great I am. He's the one that says, I'm him. I'm he. I am. That's him. And he forgives sin. Amen. Well, that's be of good cheer. Thy sins are forgiven. I want to move on quickly. That's the cheer of forgiveness. In the book of Mark, 6th chapter. Go over to the book of St. Mark, the 6th chapter. We'll look at a few other verses here as we go two or three different passages of Scripture. This morning, Mark chapter number 6. And so there's a be of good cheer, forgiveness of sin, that we can be forgiven. Thank God. Then we have the cheer of companionship here in this passage of Scripture. Look at Mark chapter number 6. Begin reading verse number 45. Verse number 45 of Mark 6 says, and straightway he constrained the disciples to get into a ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. He'd already told the disciples to go in a ship and go to the other side. And so he went up to the mountain to pray. Verse 47, and when the evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea. And I like this part. And he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and the rowing, for the wind was contrary to them. About the fourth watch of the night, he come unto them walking upon the sea and would have passed them by. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit and cried out. And they all saw him and were troubled, And immediately he talked with him and said unto them, be of good cheer. It's high. Be not afraid. Hallelujah. He said, just cheer up. He said, you know how to be afraid. You know, it's amazing how to, listen, why is it, we ought to be more afraid of the natural than we had of the supernatural. And we ought to be afraid more of the physical than we are of the spiritual. But I'm telling you, a lot of times we're afraid of that the unknown, that we don't know what is. They thought he was a ghost. They thought he was a spirit walking on the water. But you know what he said to him? Be of good cheer. You know how to be afraid. You know how to be fearful. It is I. Be not afraid. The great I am. It's I. It's me. He said, listen, he didn't even say this is Jesus. He talked with them. They were his sheep. They know the shepherd. They should have known the shepherd voice. And he said to him, it's I. Be not afraid. Cheer up. Ain't nothing to bring more cheer like knowing your sins forgiven. Nothing more bring more cheer than that than to know one thing. He's there with you. It's his companionship. It's his fellowship. It's being there with him. It's I. It's the Lord. You don't have to be afraid of him. No, he was walking on the water. And you know what he'll do? He'll walk on your troubled waters with you. And you know what the wind was doing? It was contrary to him. They were trying to go somewhere. He'd send them on a mission. He'd send them on the other side. And just because you're going through troubles, just because you're going through, listen, the wind being contrary, coming against you, they were facing the winds. They were facing trouble. They were facing times in their life. But he'd send them there. They was in the will of God. They was in the will of the Lord. He'd send them to the other side of the ship, and he stayed behind. Somebody said, well, how's he figuring on getting across? Just like he went. Walking on the water. He didn't need a ship. Em and I heard that song yesterday on the radio. I thirst. Although I made the waters, made the rivers, made the sea, yet he hung on the cross and said, I thirst. He walked on that water. It wasn't calm water either because it was sure giving him trouble. You remember one time old Peter said, Lord, if that's you, bid me come to you. He said, come on. Peter started walking to him, got on the water himself a little bit. That's further than we'd have got, probably. But Peter got out there and got on the water and was walking. He got looking around and saw what was going on. He just started sinking. As though someone said he got his eyes off the Lord. But you know what? He cried out to the Lord. You know what Jesus did? Just reached out and got him by the hand. They walked back to the boat. Aren't you glad he's always there? Be of good cheer. Is the wind contrary to you? Is the waves trying to sweep you away? You're doing just exactly as best you know how, what God wants you to do, but still the winds are contrary and the waves are blowing against you and things like seem like going wrong. But listen, Jesus is still saying, be of good cheer. It's high. You know how to be afraid. And thank God, even the supernatural, even as he walked on the water and saw the miracles that he performed, he still said, be of good cheer. If we don't watch it, we'll feel sorry for ourselves. But he said, I want you to cheer up. And that's what he was saying to him. You know what it also says? As I be not afraid, he went up unto them into the ship. And the wind ceased. And they were so amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. Sure, the winds and seas obey him. He made them. Still has authority and power over them. Still does. And then the Bible said in verse 52, for they considered not the miracles of the loaves, for the heart was hardened. They'd seen him take the fish and the loaves of bread. They'd seen him take those and saw those miracles, but they didn't consider them. They'd forgotten. They didn't consider what he'd already done before their eyes. And it's no more of a miracle for Christ, no harder for him, listen, to calm the seas, no harder for him to walk on the waters, no harder for him to do that and this, to, listen, feed the multitudes. But they considered it not. When you're in one problem, don't forget how he delivered you out of the other one. And when you're going through one need, don't forget how he brought you through the last one. Very important. Cheer up. A merry heart doeth good like a what? A medicine. A cheerful countenance. And a merry heart does good. Loss of a loved one, we can sorry, but not as others. I'm often reminded, as which have no hope. We got hope. You got hope. Thank God for it. Amen. Well, that's a cheer up, forgiveness of sins. Cheer up. His presence is there, his companionship. Come on in the boat. When he got in the boat with him, calmed off. You know, one time he was in a boat asleep. They got in the same problem. They woke him up and said, "Carest thou not that we perish, Master?" He got up, calmed the seas and the winds. They obeyed him. They sure did. Well, there's another over here in the book of John. Let's see if I can find it. John chapter number 16. This is a be of good cheer, victory cheer. So, John 16, verse number 33. There's one verse in this one that I want to read. John 16, 33 said, "These things have I spoken to you, that in me, guess what? You might have peace." You hunting some peace? Guess where it is? It's in him. Peace I give to you. Peace I leave. Well, you're going to give it to you. The peace of God that passeth all understanding. He said this. Things I've spoken to you that in me you might have peace. There's not nowhere else. It's swirls and a turmoil and trouble. There's no peace in this from this world, but thank God there's peace in Christ. There's hope in Christ. It's all in him. He said, "Peace in me." Hallelujah. In the world you shall have tribulation. Uh-oh. Be of good cheer. You'll have trouble. You're going to have tribulation. It already said in him we got peace. You know, you can still have peace right through it all. Thank God for it. But he said, be of good cheer. Why? I've overcome the world. He has. And he said, in him we can. Right? And we can have peace. We can be of good cheer. Because that's the cheer of victory. Victory's ours. Thank God. You got authority over the world, the flesh, and the devil. All the enemies that come against you, in Jesus' name, we have a place of victory, and we can be of good cheer. We don't have to go on being defeated. We don't have to go on being discouraged. We don't have to go on with old saying, they used to have an old saying, the mully grubs. We can go on with victory and peace and overcome, and we can be in good cheer. I hardly ever don't go by a day, many times in days. Everybody's asking me, and that's fine. I don't mind it. How you doing? I'm doing fine.
Well, we got to stay cheerful, aren't we? And I'm asking God to help me to be cheerful. Because that's the way we're going to be a light in this dark world. Amen. We haven't lost all hope. We ain't lost any. We can cheer up. So this is a cheer of victory. Thank God for cheer of forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. The cheer of his companionship that he's had with us. And in him we have peace. And in him we got victory. I'm overcome the world, he said. And thank God through him and by him and in him we can. We can overcome temptations. We can overcome trials and trouble. We can overcome testings and everything that we face. All the affliction, the Bible said, many the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of how many? Them all. Cheer up. Preaching to myself now. I ain't just preaching to you. I got about three fingers pointing back at me. Cheer up. If we teach or preach that it don't, it's not saying anything to us, it's not going to say much to you. If it gets in here, it can get in there in them hearts. Cheer up. Well, I almost stopped there, and the Lord just kept laying this on my heart over in the book of Acts. So we've got to go to the book of Acts before we close. Book of Acts. This is the book of actions. Chapter number 23. The Lord Jesus Christ is still telling the disciples and telling the Apostle Paul the same thing he did when he's walking with them on the shores of Galilee. Look what he said in Acts 23, verse number 11. And the night falling, the Lord stood by me, stood by him, and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. You know what he's saying? What he's saying to Paul? Paul, you just might as well cheer up, son. He said, you're going somewhere else. Paul, you're going to Jerusalem. Must also bear witness in Rome. You know why the Apostle Paul, God wasn't through with him, and he already told him to cheer up because he's going to. You know why he didn't go down on that shipwreck out there and while it went out? God done told him where he's going, didn't he? He said, you're going to be a witness for me. And I'm going to tell you something. We better cheer up. If God ain't through using us to be a witness. He wasn't through with Paul. And so he's saying to him, cheer up. You must bear witness. God, you're going to Rome, son. He said, you may have gone some boards a little piece when the ship's wrecked. But I'm telling you something, nobody in this ship's going to lose their life. And you know what? He didn't. Cheer up. Go a little further to show you. Look in Acts chapter number 27. Acts chapter number 27, start reading at verse number 20. When neither sun, Acts 27:20, nor stars in many days appeared. That was pretty bad, wasn't it? And no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Didn't look like there was no hope at all. But what did God say? Listen. But after long abstinence, Paul's stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, You said, have hearkened to me and not have loosed from Crete, and have gained this harm and loss. He told them what was going to happen. And I exhort you to be of what? Good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given them all them that sail with thee. So if you don't know why they all was spared, God gave them to Paul. God was sparing Saul, and I mean it's Paul, and so he said, I'm giving you them, will you? Wherefore, look at verse number 25. Here's what he said. Sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. I like it. Be of good cheer. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. And so you know what? I was reading that earlier. You know what the Lord was saying to me? He's saying, if you believe the word of God, that's what Paul's saying. I believe it's going to be just like God said it's going to be. And if you and I believe that we believe the word of God, we believe that life, we believe that death and that our death's going to be just like he said it was going to be, I'm going to tell you something. We can rejoice and we can have good cheer knowing he, Paul, believed what God said, and he knew he could cheer up, my brother. We can cheer up in this life, looking forward to the day when he's taking us home, thank God. He said because he believed it's going to be like God said it's going to be. Do you believe that God's going to prepare a place for us? Do you believe that God's got a mansion prepared? He's going to prepare a place for us. That heaven's real, and the things of this life are certain they real. And that, listen, we can cheer up going through this life knowing that one of these days we're going where he is. Cheer up. So the Apostle Paul is saying, I believe God. That shall be even it was told me. So he says, sirs, be of good cheer. So Paul, God cheered him up. Now he's saying, the reason I'm cheerful, I'm believing God. And said, if we just believe God, I believe what he's saying to us, if we just believe God, it's going to be like he said it's going to be. We could be cheerful too. Even in life, even when facing troubles, even when facing trials, even when facing sickness, even when we're facing losses of listen of our loved ones, even when we're facing death ourselves, if we believe what God said, we still have cheer. He said, I believe it's going to be like God said it's going to be. Well, I like verse 36, and I want to try to close with it. Then were they all of, what does that say? Good cheer. And they also took some meat. They said, we're going to be all right now. We'll go ahead and eat. They've been fasting and praying, abstaining. And then it said, then they were all of good cheer. Well, you said, well, they'd got to land. Not yet. They hadn't got to land there, had they? I don't think I'm wrong. Now, if you read the last of the chapter, you see how they got there. It wasn't no easy ride. Some of them were swimming, some of them floating out on boards because the ship was torn apart. But they all had good cheer. All of them. Whew. Hey. That's what I'm praying for, that we all have good cheer, that we'll cheer up. God grant it to be so. Help us to be cheerful in the midst of our storms, loss of loved ones, loss. Well, if you don't think this looks strange to me, after 40 years, See that bank sitting there on empty? It does. But God's telling me, cheer up. It's gonna be just like God said it's gonna be. The Lord comes, we're gonna meet him in the air. And if he takes us for them, we're gonna still meet him on the other side. And God wants us to cheer up. Whatever you're facing, whatever your storm is, whatever your the situation is, God wants us to cheer up. I'm talking to myself. I'm preaching to myself. And I hope that it'll help all of us in our daily walk. I know that I can be cheerful because my sins are forgiven. I know that I can be cheerful. Why? Because his companionship. He said, it's I. Be not afraid. You know how to be fearful. So we can be, and I know it can be cheerful because he said, I've overcome the world. If he has, we can. Then I know it can be cheerful. Because it's going to be just like God said it was going to be. And I like that last verse. They all were cheerful. Now, I want to tell you something. If they were cheerful and hadn't got to land yet, you know, when it seemed like the problem's solved, then we can cheer up a little, can't we? But we're still facing it. They were still facing it. I mean, they hadn't got out on them boards yet. They hadn't got out where they were. They knew they were because Paul had already told them. They got the word, didn't they? That not a one of them was going to perish. And what did he say to us? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believeth him should not what? Perish. But have everlasting life. Do we believe what God said? If we trusted him as our Savior, then we got something to be cheerful about. Knowing our sins are forgiven. We got a home in heaven. What a glorious day to have. Would you stand with me? Let's sing a song.